Have you ever wondered what really makes BBQ pork ribs legendary? I mean, beyond just how they're cooked, what's that secret, something that takes them over the top? Well, today we're exploring exactly that. We're doing a deep dive, looking closely at the guide, Top Spices for BBQ Pork Ribs, a U.S. guide from Pitmaster Arsenal. Our mission? Uncover those secrets to maximizing flavor, understand the regional differences, and maybe even discover some surprising health perks hiding in your spice rack.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Spices aren't just sprinkled on. They're absolutely crucial. They transform pretty simple ingredients into, well, a real culinary experience. We'll get into how they interact, how they build those complex, really irresistible flavors that, define great BBQ.
Okay, let's dive in. Where do we start building that flavor foundation? You pretty much have to talk about paprika for ribs, right?
Oh, absolutely. Paprika is fundamental.
It's more than just that vibrant color, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a subtle sweetness there. It kind of sets the stage for the smoky notes to come.
Exactly. And the guide points out key US types. You've got sweet, smoked, hot, even Spanish paprika. Each one brings something different to the table.
Dynamic profiles for sure.
And right there with paprika, you need black pepper. It's vital, gives depth, that sharp little kick.
And freshly cracked is the way to go.
Always, if you can. Grinding it right before releases those essential oils. You get way more vibrant flavor. The grind size matters too,
How so?
Well, a coarser grind gives you bigger pops of flavor, releasing slower. Finer grind, it blends in more, subtler. It works incredibly well with garlic powder and paprika. That synergy is key.
Right, garlic powder. It's in almost every rub. Super convenient. But how does it stack up against, say, fresh garlic in a blend? Is there a trade-off?
That's a really good point. Fresh garlic has that sharp, bright flavor, but it can vary. Garlic powder gives you a milder, more consistent savory depth. And it integrates so smoothly into dry rubs. No chopping needed, and you get that reliable garlic undertone. Really useful for consistency.
Okay, so we've got these individual stars, paprika, pepper, garlic. How do the experts bring them together? Crafting that balanced blend seems like an art form.
It really is about understanding the ratios, a common starting point. Maybe equal parts brown sugar, paprika, and garlic powder. Sometimes a little pinch of cayenne for heat.
A pinch goes a long way sometimes.
Definitely. A standard base might be something like, say, 2 parts brown sugar to 1 part salt, and maybe 1 part each of black pepper and paprika. Then you tweak it. You build layers. Start with that base, then carefully add the more intense spices, like cayenne, just to your personal taste.
So what's actually happening chemically when these spices hit the heat? How do they work that magic to elevate the flavor? Is there some kind of, I don't know, secret alchemy?
Haha, you could call it that. Spices play a huge role in boosting the Maillard reaction. That's the chemical process giving you the browning, the deep savory notes, that amazing bark everyone wants on ribs. Plus, heat doesn't just activate flavor, it releases aromas. Those spices hitting the heat create that incredible smell that just draws you right in.
That makes sense. Which brings up balancing heat and sweet. You've got cayenne, maybe, but then brown sugar, honey, molasses,
Yuma.
even fruit purees sometimes. How do you manage that?
It's a delicate dance, yeah. You want a well-rounded taste. Sweetness definitely mellows the heat, letting other complex flavors shine through. Too much heat just blasts everything else out.
And how long should the spices sit on the meat? Does marination time make a big difference?
Oh, absolutely critical. You need at least 4 to 6 hours for the flavors to start penetrating. But honestly, overnight is ideal. That gives the spices time to really meld with the meat, developing much deeper flavor.
Let's shift gears a bit. The U.S. has such amazing regional BBQ styles. How do the spice profiles change across the country? It sounds like a culinary road trip.
It really is. Down south, you often find bold, vibrant flavors. Think cayenne, mustard powder, often paired with those tangy vinegar-based sauces, real punchy.
Okay.
Head to the Midwest, things tend to get milder, sweeter, more brown sugar, maybe cinnamon, allspice. It's more of a comforting, warm spice profile.
Interesting. And the West Coast.
West Coast is often about innovation, global fusion. You might find chipotle, adobo spices, citrus zest. They often incorporate fresh ingredients too. It's definitely more experimental out there.
So much variety. And it's not just about taste, is it? You mentioned health benefits earlier. These spices actually do some good.
They absolutely do. Paprika, packed with antioxidants, vitamin A, vitamin E. Black pepper has piperine that helps your body absorb nutrients better from other foods.
I didn't know it.
And garlic powder, while it contains allicin, that's linked to heart health, boosting your immune system. Then you've got others like ginger and cumin, great for digestion. Turmeric and ginger are known for anti-inflammatory effects. So yeah, you're adding goodness, not just flavor.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
Okay, before we wrap up, any quick practical tips for listeners working with spices at home? Selection, application, storage.
Right. Selection. Think about the flavor profile you want first. Sweet, smoky, spicy, savory. Application. A good, generous dry rub is classic. Massage it in. Or use a marinade. Both work well for getting flavor deep into the meat.
And storage. I know mine sometimes lose their punch.
Yeah, that happens. Keep them in airtight containers. Cool. Dark place is best. Label them with the date you bought them. And if possible, buy whole spices like peppercorns, cumin seeds, and grind them yourself just before using. They stay fresh way longer, less surface area exposed to air. Ultimately, mastering spices is really about getting to know their individual characters, but crucially, how they play together, how they interact to create that perfect harmony you're aiming for.
So, thinking about all these amazing regional traditions, the science of flavor, maybe the real question for you listening is, how could you craft your own unique personal spice blend, one that tells your BBQ story right there in your kitchen?